Oh yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Alski Show right here at All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George for always supporting the cause. Want to shout out my brother In The Cut, taking care of all the digital vinyl. Whatever you need, hit him up on Instagram, In The Cut New York. Big shout out to Crystal Rose. Got something going on in a couple of weeks. I'll be a part of it. Check out Crystal Rose on Instagram as well to get all the detailed info. I want to shout out the Brothers First, Shown, Rush, EGM Crew, Brothers From Another Mother. Big shout out to New Jersey Graph Sciences on Instagram. Check out his page. He got some ill-ass pictures as well. Shout out to Pantos and Emo, Freight Monsters. Big shout out to Lunchboxer for chiming in with a little information on suggestions. If you have any suggestions, hit me up on a DM or hit me off on an email, alskiotc@gmail.com. Big shout out to Tone, Wash, Spen, Steph, Crush Proof Gang, HDU5 Crew. Big shout out to my brother Zeus, JRC, Big. I also want to shout out my brother Keith. Passed away ways back, K-E-I-O-T-C King, Danny Payne. Big shout out to my brother, Payne OTC, Payne, VTO. Also, happy anniversary to VE up in heaven. And to all the other brothers that fell short way too early, R.E., True Soldier, Angel Duster from back in the day. List goes on and on and on. Once again, I want to thank all of my listeners. Make sure you check us out and subscribe. TheAlskiShow.podomatic.com. Check out my website as well, www.outtocrash.com. Home of the $10 canvases and the truck books. Make sure you hit up all your local stores, Lowbrow, Scrapyard, All The Right. Everyone else out there trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know the way it goes. I want to introduce to you another brother. Brooklyn native. He's got a good story. He's got a lot of stories. We're going to sit in and listen in, see what he's got to tell us. And I want to shout out my brother over at Legend Thursday's Graffiti Podcast out of Minnesota. Make sure you give him a listen as well. Give a listen to the Vandal Hour. Shout out to all the brothers out there, 718 Collective, and everyone else. Now, let's get into the Alski Show with yours truly, my damn self. Shout out to my daughter, Chia. Shout out to everyone out there once again. All right. I want to bring on my man, Jesus Saves. What's up, brother?
Yeah.
How should I refer to you as? Jesus? No. J.S.?
J.S., Saves, but not Jesus.
Not Jesus. Right. Well, you know, it's a controversial thing. I mean, you know, I actually like talking to you because I like getting shit out of you. So a lot of people wonder what's up with, you know, the Jesus Saves and the graffiti part, the religious part. But you bring up what you want. Tell us some stories about your venture as you started out. Tell us how it all came about. You know, tell us how you came up with your name. Tell us, you know, what made you resort to what you're resorting to and what you got in store for the future. And just let us know. We're here. It's your show right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Alski.
Bring it on. Anytime.
Once again, thanks. well, you know, started, was raised in church. But, you know, at the same time, I was, you know, I grew up with a lot of graffiti artists and writers back in the 80s. So, you know, people like Shaw, you know, MSD Crew, you know what I'm
saying?
Shout
out MSD Crew. Big ups to them.
No doubt, man. And, you know what I'm saying? U5 was big at the time. See, you know, they're making a comeback. They made a big comeback. You know, being raised, seeing a lot of graffiti, I was always inspired. I always loved graffiti. But, you know, for the fact that I was very... you know, like a mama's boy, always in the house, looking out the window, seeing everybody tag. And, you know, I wasn't like with the in crowd because, you know, I was in church. But, you know, till like in 95, I came out with, decided to just, you know, put Jesus Saves so I could, you know.
So that was actually your first tag?
Well, actually, I had a tag before. I used to go by Spain.
Okay.
Spain was just a tag I had to just, you know what I'm saying, like just catch ups. You know what I mean? That's what everybody used to call me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but then I started writing Spain here and there, you know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, you know, then I said, you know what? I decided to change it up so I can, like...
Are you from Spain or just
no, everybody
a name that
used to,
you came up with?
Yeah, the thing is that everybody used to just call me Spain because, you know, they thought I was a white boy. And when I started speaking Spanish, they were like, oh, okay, you must be this European kid. I said, no, you know, I mean, I'm Caribbean.
Is there a difference, actually? I mean, the Spanish, the people from Spain actually talk a proper Spanish. Is that what it is?
Because
you have your Cubans have their accent, Dominicans have theirs, Puerto Ricans as well. So basically, they called you Spain because they thought you were a white guy.
Yeah, yeah, they thought I was white. And then everybody in school in Bushwick High School started calling me Spain. So I was like, okay, you know. But I still use Spain to this day. People still call me Spain. And I'm a gospel hip hop artist, so I go by MC Spain.
Okay.
So I still have that name inactive. But
Did you like cross the lines at any point in time? I mean, you know, being that you were a mama's boy, as you so-called said yourself, you know, you get into the graffiti and you have some gospel hip hop thing going on. Me as a writer, I mean, I know I've done bad. You know, just like many of us, you know, stealing paint or whatever, getting chased by the cops and getting chased by crews and all of that other stuff. Were you always on a straight line? Or because a lot of people do mention, I mean, you know, what's the deal with the Jesus saves, but you're a graffiti writer? It's like... Catch 22, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that.
Me personally, I really don't care. I just want to put it out there. I'd like to know myself.
Yeah, well, to this day, I still got a lot of people. Certain writers don't like me because of that. You know what I mean? Because they're saying I'm contradicting myself. How can I be a godly man, a man of God, and going out there to, you know, supposedly vandal and catch tags? But, you know, first of all, to me, it's a crime if I just go to somebody's clean house and start writing on people's property. It's something clean. If somebody owns that to me, it's a crime. Now, if it's a building or a factory that has a lot of graffiti that hasn't been painted, you know, I mean, why can I not fit in? You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough. There's people putting, you know, pentagrams and, you know, demonic stuff.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have that sort of rule of thumb myself. I mean, I really don't like writing on something that's clean.
Right.
I like bombing what's been bombed and personal people's homes. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
I did it once and it was a mistake. And actually that tag is still running.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of funny because they actually added a meter to the side of the house. So the meter is covering the eye and the pole is like alongside the tag and it's been there for over 20 years. But I wouldn't, and I do see it on a daily basis, believe it or not.
Right.
And I wouldn't do it again. I regret doing that. So, yeah, I do understand that moral. But then you have certain people that do like to bomb and really don't give a fuck. And I guess, you know, there's certain rules certain writers go by. Tell us some of your adventures with that, you know, coming out and getting all the controversy of how could you be God preaching or whatever way you want to put it.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I started off preaching in the streets, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to be a little more, bring it down to the society level, you know what I mean, to the youth. I feel like graffiti was a way of reaching the youth, you know, instead of just standing there and preaching with a microphone and having people like, fleeing away, I just might as well just write it, and people be like, oh, wow. And, you know, and then it preaches for me 24/7, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of holding my big Bible like I used to and preaching on the trains and in the streets, which I still do once in a while, but graffiti is just a
people,
way of...
You know, people perceive things differently. I mean, me, honestly, you know, if you're ringing my bell on a Sunday morning, I'm not likely to answer, you know. I know there's different types of religions, different types of people preaching.
Right.
But me personally, I mean, you know, I get these Jehovah's, they'll ring my bell. As soon as they see me, they'll just walk away. normally they try to, you know, convince you to take their literature or whatnot.
They do the same with me too. Don't worry about it.
Honestly, look, you know, if you want to get your word across, I do understand that. But a lot of people that work all week long, they really don't want to be bothered with that doorbell. And then again, you know, I live right across the street from a Catholic church, which I am Catholic. That's what I was born and raised as. But I don't mind, you know, religion itself is a controversial topic to begin with, but me as myself, I don't like pushing off any type of belief on anybody. The only thing I do believe in is that we're guaranteed death. From the minute we're born till the minute we die, that's the only thing you're really guaranteed. You're not guaranteed anything else. That's what I see.
Right.
As far as life after death, you know, certain people have other opinions on it. I, being a Catholic, you know, I'm supposed to believe in heaven and all of that. You know, I have a lot of friends that passed away, a lot of people that I knew in passing that passed away. And, you know, I always wish the family well and, you know, rest in paint, rest in peace and all of that respectful, you know, so to speak, you know, saying. But me, honestly, you know, maybe you could elaborate on it. I personally think when you're dead, you're dead. I really don't think there's anything after, and because the word faith and belief is not rock solid to me. I could believe the money is green, but in actuality, how many shades are on that dollar bill?
Right.
Do you understand my point?
I definitely.
So, you know, like I said, I was born and raised. I went to Catholic school, and I do think that, you know, I don't think anything's wrong with me because I'm entitled to my own opinion, but I really believe once you're dead, you know, you're buried, there's really nothing there, and the faith and the belief is carried on from the people you left behind. You understand what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. Yeah. I mean,
I respect everybody's opinion and beliefs, you know what I'm saying?
Would I love to see people that passed when I passed? Absolutely. If it does come true, maybe I'm going to have to pay some type of price because of what I speak. Mm-hmm. But you tell me, what do you think there is? Do you believe in life, that there's a life after death or reincarnation?
Not in reincarnation. I just believe everything that the Word of God tells me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do believe that if I receive Christ, and God forbid, you know, I get hit by a truck or you know, I catch a heart attack, I do believe that I will resurrect to eternal life, and that's what Jesus saves means. It's not about religion. It's not about, it's just salvation through Christ. You know what I'm saying?
And Jesus will save.
Right. In other words, if I receive Christ into my life, you know, and just acknowledge God in my lifetime, and God forbid,
but then
I
do believe that that Jesus does forgive.
Oh, yeah, of course. He forgives all sins.
Okay, so then you wouldn't be disappointed if you have to go through some purgatory type of thing in general, no? I mean, because listen, what you do sin.
Yeah.
You know, you may be a man of God, but you do sin.
Nobody's perfect, Alski.
No, absolutely not.
And because I'm in church, that doesn't make me better than nobody.
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? I will admit I do have my flaws. I know I do certain mistakes. Maybe
we all have.
React a certain way that that a Christian's not supposed to. Sometimes I get emotional, which is another reason why I got into, like, some type of little beef. And, you know, I'm human, you know what I'm saying? And
we all have skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't agree to that, I mean, then you're full of shit, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, but I'm not perfect. And
no,
I'm not claiming to be perfect.
I have a family. I go to work. I support my family. I don't take nothing for free. I do what I have to do to support my family. But, yeah, I like to paint. I've done bad shit. I've robbed things. You know, I've done everything that your normal person does.
Right.
No, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. I try to be as nice as I can. You know, I try to take everything, you know, in an even way. You know,
right.
If you have good vibes, fine. If you have bad vibes, fine. I'll sit and listen to everything. And, you know, an opinion is just that. It's an opinion. You could take someone's advice and make it work for you, or you could just blow it out your ass at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, people do talk a lot of shit. And you know what? I'm a true believer in speak what you may. You know, but, you know, that's just life in general. So your graffiti went on and on and on. And what do you have like in store? I mean,
well, right now,
give us a couple of good stories.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
some
sure.
horror shit. You know, forget the good parts side of it.
I hear what you're saying. Well, listen, right now I'm just if God willing, I might be going to Brazil to paint. I've been traveling overseas painting for the last.
Do you get sponsored for that? Or 5-7 years. Is that out of your own pocket?
Nah, sometimes they'll fly me out there. Most of the times, you know, it comes out of my pocket. You know, but I know that once I get there, I have a free place to stay because I got writers, you know, I mean, I got graffiti artists in different countries and throughout the United States that you know, that's willing to open up doors for me.
That's so great.
In a way, it's a good thing that I can, you know, socialize with a lot of artists worldwide and, you know, being able to paint out there. So, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just been traveling. I'm just trying to get productive with the Jesus Saves t-shirt, skateboard decks. You know, I got my own pin buttons. I got markers. You know, so I'm just trying to like, you know, promote
how do people get your product? Do you have a website or do they just DM you?
Most of the time I promote it on Facebook and Instagram. But for those who, you know, wants to purchase a t-shirt, they could go to JesusSavesTshirts.blogspot.com. Even though Blogspot is not, you know what I'm saying, as big as it used to be. But I guess that's the only thing I have right now for people to order. And until I come up with a upcoming website that I'm, you know, working on. So
my websites, you know, really aren't that hard. I mean, I got to give it to my wife Vicky. She takes care of everything.
Nice.
She's the backbone behind the, you know, the sales and, you know, putting stuff up on the website. It's kind of hard. I mean, you know, working and all of that.
Right.
Got to have somebody to help you out.
Yeah, most stuff.
Thank God to her. No pun intended.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
It's a blessing, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
It
so
is.
I guess that's about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, I mean, I'm always going to paint. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to, you know, spread the word through graffiti and even through music. I'm working on a gospel hip hop, you know, track, you know, a couple of tracks. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to put the word out there, man. You know, either through music, through graffiti, through whatever I can. You know what I'm saying? And it's just my passion for Christ and for the gospel. You know what I'm saying? And for graffiti too.
Have you ever been arrested for graffiti?
Oh my goodness! I got at least like 13 arrests for graffiti.
Okay,
since 95. So
I guess that's where it comes in. You know, the controversial type.
Yeah,
of
for every time I got caught for graffiti, they kept on giving me more time. The time that I did in jail kept on growing and growing and growing. So after I did like
give me a story. You know, you were hitting blah blah blah. What happened? Give me one of your favorite fucked up stories.
Well, one of the messed up stories was that I had a friend that I grew up with. He turned out to be a cop. He knows who I am, and he knew what I wrote even before he became a cop. And you know, he just came out the car with his buddy. He was like, "Yo, Rube, listen, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to, you know, I'm gonna have to turn you in. You know, I'm doing my job. You know, but I don't hold anything against him."
Did he
catch
you?
Yeah, yeah.
He caught you in the act?
No, not at all. But I had.
That was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I had proof because I had pictures with me. You know what I mean? And that gave it away. And you know, once they found out who I was, then Vandal Squad saw who I was. They took pictures, and now they know how I look like. So I kind of like slowed down on the tagging. I mean, not to brag, man. I was like all city. You know, I hit every neighborhood you could think of. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying? It's like I cannot have the freedom to bomb as much as to tag as much as I want because I know that if I get caught again, I don't know what's gonna happen. They're probably gonna give me another
three months.
It's just that I get tired too quick, and I'm 42. I get lazy. know what I mean? Like,
well, in
I could probably run, but it's like, you know, I can't run like I used to. I guess I'm gonna have to start jogging a little more just to, you know, train myself. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you obviously stole paint. You stole paint. You got caught.
No, I didn't.
You never stole paint.
No, I don't steal paint. Because
you
stole
paint.
No, I can't. I gotta buy my paint because the simple fact that I cannot steal paint to write Jesus Saves. You know what I'm saying? That's almost like saying, Lord, I'm gonna steal paint so I can promote your word. Even though, of course, you know what I'm doing.
So you really never stole paint ever?
No, I don't. I can't steal paint.
No.
I ain't gonna lie.
I kind of find that hard to believe.
Wait, wait. I think it was one time on Pergamon on Metropolitan Avenue in Glendale, Ridgewood, back in 97. I was with Crash's brother, Demo. We walked out. I was tempted, man, and may God forgive me, man, but there was a box with 24 Rusto cans. We just walked right out with the shopping cart, and Demo was just talking to the security guard, distracted him, and I just walked right out. And I was happy.
Okay, but so you are human.
Yeah, I'm human, and I admit that I did have my flaws. But after that, I was like, you know what, man? You know, I'm trying to train myself to become persist, and that's one thing I like about the gospel. It trains me to just be firm, and you know, some people say I'm too hard on myself, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it balances me and it helps me. You know what I mean? So
well, everyone is their own worst enemy.
Yeah, yeah, of course. No. I cannot, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess
that's what you have lined up. You got all this, you know, traveling, and do you ever see yourself stopping?
No, I mean, I'm always going to paint. I'm always going to be an artist as long as, you know, I got permission walls, you know, as long as I can. I mean, this is what I do. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm just going to keep going. You know, so the Lord tells me, you know,
you meet the brother up in the sky, obviously.
Yeah, well, basically. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Like I said, just for the fact that I have too many amount of arrests for graffiti, I cannot just go out and spray paint and write Jesus Saves as much as I want to. Believe me, Alski, I really want to go bombing. I really want to smash the city, uptown Manhattan and downtown.
Up with a different tag?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Let's say if I go back to writing Spain,
well,
and I get caught for graffiti, that's gonna be
come up with something.
That's gonna be.
I mean, look,
that's gonna
I'll
be.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I had aliases before, but I personally don't believe it's worth having an alias. It's like, why am I gonna start bombing something else, and then people
are
like, who the fuck is that?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's just a waste.
That's like starting over.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, look, you know who I am, no problem. You don't know who I am, no problem. I do it for me regardless.
Yeah, not only that, but if I get caught riding Spain, then Vandals Guard comes. Oh, wait a second, that's Jesus Saves.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, this whole thing with the Vandal Squad, police, this, that, whatever. You know, I find it kind of fucked up where people can actually go writing graffiti. Now, how about if someone else goes out and writes Jesus Saves and it's not you? Okay, fine, they'll look at the hand style. But being a graffiti artist, I'm sure you could switch up your hand style anyway. So, you know, the way they bag people is just, to me, is bullshit. I think if you know who I am, you're going to have a hard time bringing me in because of my name. That's bullshit. If you catch me in the act, then that's a different story. I don't know. I mean, doesn't that hold up in court nowadays? I mean, you can't, that's like you locking up someone because you know what they do, sort of like what your friend did because you had pictures on you. That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's false arrest in my fucking eyes.
That wasn't cool, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people know who I am. I know a lot of people on the other side that I've grown up with, went to school with, you know, cousins or whatever, and I never had an issue with that. I mean, seriously, if somebody I knew came up to me and said, yo, I got to take you in because I know who you are, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Wow, man. Yeah,
straight
yeah,
up, you ain't fucking locking me up because you know my name. Nah.
Yeah, and
ain't happening.
Yeah, and real quick, Alski, most of the times when I got bagged, I didn't get caught on the act red-handed. I got stopped by undercover cops because at 3 in the morning I'm walking, you know, and they stop me, they find graffiti instrument, they take me in just for that. So once they take me in for graffiti instruments, they call Vandal Squad. And once Vandal Squad comes in, they see me, oh, okay, you know what? I know who this is. Let's take a lot of pictures and just use it against them. And boom, I do 2 weeks in Rikers. I've been in Rikers too many times for graffiti. And for the more I kept on getting caught, the more time I do in prison. So after 45 days, I had to just slow down. I had to go to school, graduate, get my license. You know, I had to just, you know, because I'm getting older. So I had to get college out the way, you know, and just now that I accomplished all that, now I can feel free to maybe, you know, make a little comeback. But I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
All right, well,
I'm just
listen, the door is always open for whatever you decide to do. That's, you know, that's on you.
Yeah,
you know, That's definitely on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, typical. What made you go into the graffiti, being that you were always a religious type of guy? I mean, I don't, not that I need to understand it, but so you actually rebelled because you were always homebound, so to speak, correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to be outside, you know what I mean? But you know how it was back in the late 80s, you know, mid 80s, late 80s, you know, sometimes, you know, I was like 13 at the time. I had to be upstairs by 8 o'clock because the streets was, it was crazy. It was dangerous.
Well, yeah, time. Well, you're saying it was dangerous then. How about today? I think it's worse today than it is then. I mean, when I grew up, I think it was, you know, our parents, my parents wanted me in early as well, but it wasn't nowhere compared to as bad as it is today.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I mean, regardless, whatever neighborhood you grew up with, not unless, you know, maybe where you came from, maybe it was horrible back then and it's better now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Bushwick, more or less, yeah. And in Bushwick, I grew up with Riders Like Show and HD, you know. I know HD since we were kids. He lives right across the street. So hanging out with him, with Smug, RLC, who's making a comeback as well, grew up with on them cats, you know. They all know me even before I started writing Jesus Saves. So that's why MSD Crew, it's a crew that, you know, that I rip the most because they're from my neighborhood and they're the one that inspired me to write. And Show put me down with MSD before he passed, you know.
So, right.
You know, so I always been around graffiti, you know what I mean?
Oh, I hear you. I mean, you know, doing what I do, I mean, I've learned a lot from meeting people. Graffiti writers, artists, whatever you want to categorize them as. I've learned to maintain the respect I've always had, because back then, you know, you were basically that guy that was underneath the radar because you really didn't, you know, want to meet people. But today, you know, I've learned to understand everyone's reasoning towards what they do and what they love to do. So it's more or less whether you're in it for a long time or just getting into it. You know, everybody has their way to perceive certain things.
Right.
As far as being a graffiti artist, a graffiti writer, vandal, or whatever. So when I listen to your story and everyone else that I speak to, I just try to break it down to an understanding for my own, you know, for my own concerns and you know, gain, so to speak. But people out there today could be ruthless. And what I mean by that is you know, you get these hungry new writers that come out and don't really understand and don't know the history. They just get into it because they see paint scrawled on the corner. So yeah, you got to do this because you love it. And a lot of people always put it as you're rebelling, you're lashing out, you know, because of your upbringing and this and that. I thought I was raised pretty good. I did what I did because I chose to. And yes, I did see it on the street. So, doesn't make me better than the next guy. It don't. But graffiti is an art, whether the law agrees or not. I mean, look at some of these productions that are getting put out there. You know, let's just, you know, bring up Tats Crew, FX. You know, these guys have been doing murals for a minute. You know. Right. If you call that vandalism, you know, I think you kind of fucked up in the head. I mean, they put out some nice production work. So, you know, they're graffiti artists. They did what they did. They put their talent up on a wall. Okay, it's a permission wall. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure Purr and Bio and all these other guys would like to go smashing shit as well. But, you know, their time, they did what they did. And they continue to do what they do. So, you know, you can't say graffiti is garbage. That's just me. You know, what do you think?
Well, graffiti's not garbage. It just got, it changed. It got very modern. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But compared to graffiti in the late 60s, even in the 50s, because graffiti really started with gang members marking their turfs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until somebody came up with their own name. And so they became individuals, graffiti writers, and throughout the time it just became more, it's like music, you know what I'm saying? The generations and times it involved. So right now I think graffiti got to a point where it's universal and worldwide, so it could never be garbage. You know
what do you think it's going to be like 20 years from now?
Oh wow, it's going to be bananas. It's going to be crazy. I got no words to describe. I can't even describe my imagination, but
not even a thought.
It's going to be I could guarantee you that in 20 years it's going to be something like unbelievable, man. It's going to be crazy.
I think it's going to be something like the DJ. You know, you had two Technique 1200s, 40 crates of records, and you were doing jams. Now you roll up with a fucking Mac, and you're good to go. So I could only imagine what the graffiti part is going to be. I mean, yeah.
I mean, we're in a time right now where graffiti is...
Let's sit and watch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely, yeah, where it's so advanced, you know what I mean? But now it's like, I don't know, I mean... Only God knows, you know what I'm saying, what's going to happen in 20 years, man. Mm. But I know this world is going to be...
It's in control of the paint companies as well.
Yeah.
I mean, will Montana water it down like Rusto and Krylon did? Who knows?
I know there's going to be upcoming
It's a different industry. I mean, you have... what's that paint, that water-based paint for indoors... George was telling me about it. I think it's
that spray paint, MTN. That paint.
It's like water-based paint for indoors.
Yeah. Well, any paint you buy that's cheap, it's good for indoors. You cannot go like I just posted something on.
Well, I don't think that paint is cheap. I think it's just made for indoors.
Yeah, well, just like cheap paint. If you go and tag outside with cheap paint, it's going to fade in 3 months, in 5 months. But if you tag indoors, that's a lifetime. So I could go... with a 99-cent can and catch like tunnels or catch tags indoors on hallways, and it's gonna stay there for a lifetime. Now, if I go outside, it's gonna fade out. So, you got indoor paints.
I see your point.
Yeah, yeah. You got paint that's good for indoors, and you got paint for outdoors, like Kills, Rustles, even Krylons. I could still use Krylons, and it'll last another 15.
Listen, I was truly a Krylon lover, but the only thing I love about Krylon is the memories and the old cans that I got.
You don't think they're permanent? You don't think they're going to last another Krylon, 10 or 15 years?
Krylon today. If you go to the store, it's garbage. Garbage. Rusto, I'll put it to you this way. I've went to... never mind where I went. Where I've had a couple of Rustos that I had laying around and figured I'd get rid of them. And I've went and thrown out 5-6 cans. That I go spray it. It's... garbage, water, didn't spray right, and I just throw it out.
Right, but you
to
don't
me,
think,
it's garbage. Yeah. I say it over and over and over again. I will never use that shit again.
Okay, but let me ask you this. You don't think that whatever tag you catch with is going to last another 15 years, 20 years on the walls?
Listen, I've caught a tag with a Rusto primer that the cap actually sprayed smooth, and when I went to use it, you know, the previous time, it was total garbage, which I don't know. I couldn't understand why. There's the... it depends on what you're writing on, I believe. Now, BZ claims that if you get the proper GIF on it, it's strictly Rusto's, you know?
Right.
But it works for him. It don't work for me. Me, I'm very impatient. I want to pop a cap on, I want to hit, and I want to be out. Right. And I want to enjoy myself. That's just me. Right. But I really don't think Rust-Oleum and Krylon will ever be what they were. I don't think they could compete in today's market with all these other high-end paints.
Right.
And, I mean, let's get real. If you're not racking a Kills can, it's a $6 can. It's not cheap.
Okay, right.
Right?
Yeah, but it's super permanent.
It's good. I love Kills.
Okay. Real quick, what's your opinion? What can you tell me right now that's crazy permanent, that's going to last another 10 or 15 years on the walls?
I would have to say, other than Kills, I would have to say Montana Blacks.
Montana's. Hardcore.
Montana Black.
Oh, okay.
Well, the hardcore, I've used the silver. They're pretty good, but, you know, time will tell.
So Montana's is right now the top notch.
For me, it is. for me, Montana Blacks is the best shit out there. That's my opinion. And I do happen to like the speed paint, the black.
Nice.
The other colors are okay, but the black, I think, is pretty on point.
Awesome.
For street bombing. That's, you know.
Oh, wow.
I've used it, but I got to stick with the Montanas. I mean, you could bomb with them, and you could do permission walls with them. You know, or you get a level one cap, you know, get nice thin lines out of it. And they come with a great fat cap to boot.
Yes, it does. And the writing, it's smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth. I mean, you know, and it does smell kind of good compared to all the other shit. There's plenty of paint out there that smells like garbage.
You mean like, Ironlac, my hair smells like candies. I don't know. But
well, listen, Ironlac, I've used Ironlac. It's not a bad paint, but like I said, I don't get paid to say who I think is better, and I don't think you get paid either.
No,
you know, this is freedom of speech. I mean, hey, Ironlac, if you want to send me some paint to use, send it.
Yeah, you know? I'm just asking because, you know, like when I go, if I go out tagging, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, anybody want to send me paint, send it. I mean, I think that fresh paint is pretty dope. I mean, does it? The older stuff faded quick. I hear that their paint today is a bit better. You know, I know Duel uses a lot of it. You know, shout out to my brother Duel RIS crew, MCI. He's out in Korea. What up, what up? I actually got to give him a call back because I was sleeping when he called. But he uses that a lot, and he actually likes it. I mean, everybody has their own preference. You know, you like, you know, whatever you could get your hands on, basically.
Rustos, Krylons.
You know, and me, I mean, I really don't like that stuff anymore. Even if you gave it to me, I don't think I would use it. I think I would give it away. And BZ slept on it because I had a shitload, and he just never popped up. So, BZ, you got asked out on that part. A lot of them got tossed out on the missions.
Yeah, I hit them up yesterday, man. We were supposed to explore some tunnels, man. But, you know, we'll link up. You know what I mean? We'll explore. And,
you know who you should check out? You should check out Fabricio's Wall and Refiax and all the other guys that shoot the tunnels. These guys got some nice pictures. I mean...
Nice.
I think they put in more work in the tunnels than an actual graffiti writer. You know, you could hate me for saying that, but like I said, if you check out their wall, the pictures speak for themselves.
No doubt. That's what's
and,
up.
And, you know, they hit me off with beautiful pictures, which I have yet to take a picture of and post because that's, you know, my personal collection. Will I post it? Maybe not. You know, but stay tuned.
No doubt.
So before we wrap this up, Any last words, future plans, good stories?
Well, you know, I love graffiti because it's not just writing on walls. It's not just piecing. It's much more than that. It's just you. It's a lifestyle. And, you know, also, I want to give a shout out as well, you know, to close it up. Tomorrow, I want to save you, Jesus Christ, SST. Grace, Ram, Fox, BZ, True 22, ROC, F2, Sil Detta.
Oh, there you go.
Rest in peace, Payne, Polo, HD, Amuse, Tia, Uowski, Nat, Rise, Swift. Shout out to MSD, Crew, UF, STF, I mean, HEC, TSV, KOA, OTC. You already know, man. Just loving it, bro. Loving it and just getting creative, man.
That's it. That's what it's all about. I mean, if you can't have fun doing it, what the fuck? Why, you know, why bother? So yeah. Well, with that all being said, you know, I want to thank you for coming down, shooting the shit, and
thank you, man.
It's all nothing but love, and that's the way it goes. Graffiti's a beautiful thing. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. Big shout out to Vic too, by the way. You know, that's the master of the go fuck yourself word. Shout him out, man. Shout him out.
Yo,
shout
Vic
him
two,
out. The mic
good?
Is still yours till
you know
we York.
Saying, shout out to Vic 2, you know what I'm saying? Rocket Boy, I mean, Leaf. Shout out to Jazzo, you know. To all my Bushes people out there, my Harlem people, you know what I'm saying? H Block, Chino, what's up? My brother Case, I mean, yo, God is good, man.
God is good.
What's up?
Spoken from Jesus Saves. And with that being said, we out like a trial, bitches. Till the next episode of the Alski Show. Peace and love to my brother George from all the right. That's get that money.